What's up, sunshine? Happy Friday Eve. I'm Coy Wire here with your 10 minutes of news for this Thursday, April 30th. Let's start off with a random thought Thursday. If a tomato is a fruit, does that make ketchup a smoothie? Maybe. Chew on it and get back to me. All right, let's get to the show. We begin with a royal moment that had Washington, D.C. feeling a little more Buckingham Palace chic. The UK's King Charles III and Queen Camilla received the red carpet rollout at the White House Tuesday, kicking off an official state visit. A state visit is the highest level diplomatic visit between two nations, kind of like a five-star handshake. This one was the first by a British monarch since Charles' mother, Queen Elizabeth II, visited in 2007. And this isn't just tea and crumpets. This visit comes at a time of rising global tensions, including conflict involving the U.S., Israel, and Iran. Our Michael Yoshida breaks down how world events are shaping this historic meetup.
God bless the United States and God bless the United Kingdom.
King Charles delivering a high-stakes address to Congress.
Let our two countries rededicate ourselves to each other in the selfless service of our peoples and of all the peoples of the world.
Charles looking to steady U.S.-UK relations strained by the war with Iran. A tricky task because the king has no formal political role.
The president has not just gone after policy differences with the existing British government and with Keir Starmer, the prime minister. He has gone after the fundamentals of the relationship by saying that NATO is useless.
Tuesday, pomp and circumstance at the White House, as President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump welcomed King Charles and Queen Camilla. It's Charles' first state visit to the U.S. since ascending to the throne, and is part of celebrations commemorating America's 250 years of independence.
The soldiers who once called each other Redcoats and Yankees became the Tommies and the GIs who together saved the free world as brothers in arms.
Queen Camilla joined the First Lady in speaking with students learning U.S.-UK history, while their husbands held a private meeting. King Charles then traveled to Capitol Hill to meet with congressional leaders and reflect on the two nations' shared history.
Ours is a partnership born out of dispute, but no less strong for it. Our two countries have always found ways to come together.
Now to a powerful play in women's sports. FIFA, soccer's world governing body, has approved a major rule change allowing Afghanistan's refugee women's soccer players to compete internationally again. Afghanistan's women's national team hasn't played an official competitive international match since the Taliban, a political and militant organization that controls Afghanistan, returned to power in 2021. Taliban authorities have imposed all sorts of restrictions on women and girls, including education, work, and sports. So many high-level female athletes have had to flee the country if it's their dream to play. Now a new squad, Afghan Women United, will give exiled players a chance to lace up and represent their identity on the global stage.
The team will be a symbol of resilience. I know that it's going to be tough because the Afghan women inside Afghanistan will struggle to be part of that. But if we still can be the voice for them, to send out the hope messages and also show the support to the women of Afghanistan that you are not forgotten.
The selection phase for the squad is underway, with matches expected this summer. Talk about turning setbacks into comebacks. Next up, some fantastic news about a pod of endangered dolphin species known as the giant pandas of the sea, spotted off the coast of China, west of Xiamen City. Five Chinese white dolphins were seen swimming purposefully with the addition of a baby calf. This is the first record of a newborn white dolphin in Xiamen this year. With only around 6,000 left worldwide, every sighting matters. Also known as the Indo-Pacific humpback dolphin, they're highly sensitive to pollution, so seeing them flipping is a strong signal. The waters are getting cleaner. There's been an increased effort in recent years to improve this environment, so this dolphin population has been steadily increasing, with at least one baby calf born a year. All right, let me further introduce you to the overachiever of the ocean, the dolphin. Did you know that dolphins sleep with one eye open? These brainiacs are what scientists call unihemispheric sleepers. Translation, half the brain hits snooze, the other half clocks in for the night shift. We're talking one eye closed, one eye open, always on patrol. Why? because dolphins don't get the luxury of face planting into their pillow. They have to come up for air and stay alert for predators. So yeah, they're basically napping while swimming, while breathing, while surviving. That's like us dozing off mid-jog, checking texts, and still avoiding traffic. Pop quiz, hot shot. What conveys proper grammar in American Sign Language? Wrist movement, facial expressions, hand rhythm, or sign speed? If you said facial expressions, big smiles in ASL, raised eyebrows can turn a sentence into a yes or no question, while a head tilt can change its meaning entirely. After 4 years of dedication and hard work, Disney is introducing a new kind of voice. For some of its most beloved songs from movies like Moana 2 and Encanto, Disney reimagined these performances with American Sign Language, or ASL, in honor of April's National Deaf History Month.
We don't talk about Bruno, no, no, no. We don't talk about Bruno.
ASL, which is conveyed with a person's hands, facial expressions, and movement, was first performed for producers by models at the Deaf West Theater. From there, animators captured it all for the screen.
It's less about signing specific words. It's more about the emotion and the feeling of those moments. And I love that. There's just such an elegant flow to what they've come up with that I think just creates something pretty special.
And for some of the members of the team who made it happen, this is personal.
My father's deaf, really, you go back to the inspiration of it. Growing up, I didn't really learn sign language and felt like kind of had a barrier connecting with my dad. And so this came about as a way to connect and bring down barriers, especially between Disney animation and the deaf community.
What lies beyond, under skies I've never seen, will I lose myself between my home and what's unknown if I go beyond?
This barrier mentioned by the director is also perpetuated by the thinking that deaf people can enjoy music. But DJ Kurz, the artistic director at Deaf West Theater, says deaf artists have always signed and performed music.
People think that deaf people and music don't mix, but that's actually not true, and quite the opposite is true. Deaf people have been singing since day one. Since the beginning of recording sign language on film, you've had people signing songs like the Star Spangled Banner. And since the beginning of filmmaking, there have been deaf people signing on camera, dancing while signing, telling stories, singing songs, and now thanks to captions and high-powered earphones and assistive technology, deaf people are more into music now than ever.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, one positively happy pooch getting a new leash on life thanks to a chance encounter. Meet Olivia, a Great Dane who was rescued by local police last month when they responded to an animal abuse call. The poor pup had lost an eye. But while recovering at a local shelter, Officer Kyle Gray and his wife Hannah took notice. They'd recently lost their Great Dane, and it was love at first bark.
I did the typical dad answer. I said, we don't need another dog right now. Hannah had convinced me to go see her at least once.
Turns out once was enough. Olivia is now a bona fide member of the family and enjoying her new life on a farm.
She likes to chase the cows.
Yeah, big dogs.
And check on the chickens and stuff like that. But other than that, she's just a busy outside dog that likes to play.
And the best part, she's never too far from the familiar faces that made it all possible.
The shelter, most of the people up here kind of grew attached. So she's going to have regular visits up here.
All right, superstars, two shout outs for you today. This first one is going to Mr. Arneal at Lincoln Northwest High School in Lincoln, Nebraska. Your students have been commenting on our YouTube channel about how much they love your class. So thank you for making it awesome for them. Rise up. And this next shout out goes to Mrs. Kirk, the queen of Kirk's queendom at Ringgold Middle School in Ringgold, Georgia. Check this out. retiring after 33 years. Thank you to your students for these creative tokens of appreciation, but an even bigger thank you for your dedication to education of young minds. This I'm going to turn into a necklace, like Flavor Flav style. Yeah, boy! All right, it's almost Friday. Remember to be kind, be curious, and stay sharp. I'm Coy Wire. We are CNN 10.